Impressive the season they had, and they did it with a running game, which is not something we've seen out of New Orleans in a long time.
Todd Gurley of the Los Angeles Rams. Got very close to the first down, about a half yard short.
No, it's a running situation, even though the fullback's coming in the game.
They give it to the fullback, Juszczyk. And they waited long enough to blow the whistle. And he got the first down.
Wide drive semi HD.
Ben Roethlisberger as the AFC goes on offense for the first time, and like Drew Brees ahead of him, Ben comes out throwing to one of his teammates, the great Antonio Brown.
Well, it's practically all Steelers on this offense out there, and Le'Veon Bell's running behind some familiar faces, but as we know, just such a patient runner, a strong runner.
5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Le'Veon Bell, about 2 yards on the gain. Dual threat, third in the league in rushing, and he didn't play in the finale. Led all NFL running backs in catches. Here's Jarvis Landry of the Miami Dolphins. Third down and one. Roosevelt Nix, another Steeler, the fullback, comes into the game, and they throw him a bone. Le'Veon Bell says so much of his success is due to the great work done by Roosevelt Nix to lead the way. He had only 3 carries in the regular season, but here in the All-Star game, why not?
It's really nice to see some fullback love here. Talking to the Steelers offensive line coach Mike Munchak, he said, man, I love Rosie Nix. He's a defensive lineman playing fullback, and that's actually what he was. He came to the Steelers as a D lineman, and they converted him to fullback, and he's done an amazing job.
On 2nd and 10, final 2 minutes of the opening quarter, Le'Veon Bell stopped by Quan Alexander. Much more gentle contact made by Alexander that time. I might believe they're out of trick plays. They didn't spend a lot of time practicing this week. So here's Chris Boswell from the Steelers, another of the Steelers. He's had a terrific year in his 3rd year. He kicks the field goal. It was 35 out of 38 in the regular season. That one good from 41. Note on Drew Brees' Hall of Fame resume, one of the greats of all time. It was a regular season meaningful game. He wouldn't have tried to jam that throw in as he did to Delanie Walker. Over the middle for Le'Veon Bell. And they stand him up. Deion Jones, Thomas Davis.
More like a wide receiver than a tight end. Great weapon, too.
Short yardage, they give it to Roosevelt Nix, who's had 2 carries today and 3 all year long.
Lady, what's that?
Look out, Goff in trouble. And a big sack for the AFC. Trying to force a field goal attempt and stay within 1 score. Cameron Hayward, in his 7th year out of Ohio State, had set the Pro Bowl as a goal, and he made it for the first time this year. Was also first-team All-Pro.
A little line stunt. It's called an ET stunt, meaning the end comes first, the tackle comes second. Cam Hayward's the recipient of a nice freebie sack. I'll tell you, Cam Hayward, I've been hit hard by a lot of different guys. I don't know if anyone's hit me as hard as Cam Hayward. That guy is made of steel.
Kicked a 58-yarder this year. Matter of fact, he did it in the playoff game against New Orleans. The longest playoff field goal in the league history. The ball's out. Cameron Hayward got there, and Von Miller recovered the ball. And the AFC is going to win here in Orlando for the 2nd year in a row.